Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The city of Abbotsford's emergency flood response is earning national praise. The city won a silver medal in the small budget category for best use of media relations from the Canadian Public Relations Society. The city's key strategies during November's floods range from making the city website a hub for information, partnering with Abbotsford Police for real-time on-the-ground updates, and making press conferences available in multiple languages. In a statement from the city, the total reach of the BC broadcast coverage, radio and television, alone exceeded 380 million views. The total publicity value of the BC broadcast coverage, radio and television, alone exceeded $31 million, and the city's messaging was covered in more than 2,349 media stories, not including syndicated publications. Abbotsford's Mill Lake Park is getting a new LED fountain. A staple in Abbotsford as one of the most frequented outdoor spaces, the Mill Lake Fountain Project is excited to unveil this new upgrade. Along with the LED lit fountain, the city has replaced and upgraded the docks, which are now open for public use. You can join in on the celebration and see Deputy Mayor Sandy Blue flip the switch on Thursday, June 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Mill Lake Park. Sharon Mitchell is a 2022 recipient of the Order of Abbotsford. Awarded for her commitment and valuable contributions as a community builder and volunteer, Sharon Mitchell has left a lasting impact on the city. Before retiring in 2010, Sharon was a special education and learning support teacher in middle schools. Mitchell then went on to be an active volunteer with the Reach Gallery and Museum, Abbotsford Community Services, the Kinney Foundation, and much more. Mitchell is also an avid cyclist, winning many gold and silver medals at the BC Senior Games and 55 plus games. You can see Mitchell receive her award on July 1st at the Canada Day celebrations. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.